Cool temperatures and changing leaves can mean only one thing. Summer is over and fall is just around the corner. Today we'll turn our attention to one of the most iconic fall birds of our northern forests, the ruffed grouse. This remarkable bird, with its mottled brown and black plumage, is a master of camouflage. Its scientific name, Bonasa umbellus, a name that hints at its unique characteristics. Bonasa may be derived from two Latin words, bonus, which means good, and asum, which means a roast, meaning good to eat, a nod to its popularity among hunters, while umbellus refers to the umbrella-like ruff of neck feathers the male can fan out during his courtship display. The ruffed grouse thrives in the mixed deciduous and coniferous forests that dominate northern Wisconsin. They're particularly fond of areas with a mosaic of young aspen, birch, and alder stands, as these provide both food and cover. Grouse are non-migratory and are perfectly adapted to the harsh Wisconsin winters. Their feet have comb-like growths on the sides of their toes called pectinations, which act like snowshoes, helping them walk on top of the snow. When temperatures drop, they'll burrow into the snow to create a warm, insulated roost, which can be up to 30 degrees warmer than the outside air. In the spring, the male begins his dramatic courtship ritual. He finds a prominent log or rock and begins his famous drumming display. This isn't a vocal call, but rather a sound created by cupping his wings and beating them against the air so fast that it creates a vacuum. This creates a small, rapid series of sonic booms that build into a crescendo. This sound, which can be heard from a quarter mile away, is his way of attracting a mate and defending his territory. After mating, the female lays a clutch of 8 to 14 buff-colored eggs in a simple nest on the forest floor, often at the base of a tree. She incubates the eggs for about 24 days. The chicks, or poults, are precocial, meaning that they can walk and forage for food almost immediately after hatching. This is a crucial adaptation for survival, as they must quickly learn to avoid predators like hawks, owls, and foxes. The mother hen is incredibly protective and will feign injury to lure a predator away from her young. The ruffed grouse holds a significant place in Wisconsin's hunting tradition. It's a key game bird prized by hunters and a culinary treat when harvested. Grouse hunting is often done with a trained dog. The dog's role is to locate the bird and hold it on point, allowing the hunter to flush the bird into the air for a clean shot. The hunt is as much about a walk through the beautiful fall woods as it is about the harvest. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources carefully monitors the grouse population to ensure sustainable hunting seasons. The population is cyclical, rising and falling on a roughly 10-year cycle, a phenomenon thought to be linked to the availability of food sources and the abundance of predators. The ruffed grouse is a species that thrives in young successional forests. These are forests that have been disturbed by a natural event such as a windstorm or by a harvest activity such as a clearcut. Clearcutting is a vital tool for creating and maintaining grouse habitat. Clearcuts, typically 10 to 40 acres in size, allow sunlight to reach the forest floor, which promotes the growth of thick young aspen and other saplings. This dense regeneration provides the essential food and cover that grouse need for survival and reproduction. Without actively managed forest, many of Wisconsin's northern forests would mature into stands that lack the thick understory that grouse depend upon. The ruffed grouse is more than just a game bird. It's a vital part of northern Wisconsin's ecosystem. Its presence is a barometer of a healthy forest. Next time you're hiking in the Northwoods, listen closely. You might just hear that timeless drumbeat, a sound that has echoed through our forests for millennia. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovee from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.